This is something that hasn't been said much this session, at least by a Republican to a Democrat, when it comes to anything having to do with the budget.
But I plan to vote for your bill today.
Yes.
And I've also encouraged my caucus to vote for your bill as well.
That was House GOP leader Jim Durkin saying Republicans would vote for a measure authorizing $2 billion in funding for lottery payouts, municipal road maintenance, and 911 call centers. Republicans have, until now, refused to go along with such piecemeal spending. So, a sign of compromise? Maybe. It comes as Governor Bruce Rauner's backed away from drastic cuts to a few social programs. Then again, maybe not. Rauner may have just been saving face. Without his change in direction, it's likely lawmakers would have gone around him and reversed his cuts themselves. Democrats say the governor still needs to back off his anti-union, pro-business demands. Republicans say Democrats are still playing politics. In that compromise budget bill, dollars won't begin flowing anytime soon. It still has to pass the Senate, and the Senate's not scheduled to reconvene until January. I'm Amanda Vinicky.